Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hi, my name's Hayley Quinn and welcome back to another episode of Attraction HQ. This is dating done differently with a strong element of female perspective. So if you're a guy out there and you want to learn the skills, the mindsets to improve your confidence and your ability to approach and date women, but you want it done from an ethical perspective, from a woman who teaches women as well, you are in the right place. And I've got a great guest for you today. His name is Sean and he's from altershift.com. Sean is an NLP specialist and coach. So he's going to give you some really detailed and practical advice. And we're also going to be talking a little bit about whether developing skills for dating is manipulative, which is one of my favorite topics because I'm actually really pro skills development. So welcome to the show, Sean.
Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. For the guys that are listening, can you just give them a quick rundown of kind of what you do and what NLP is?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do NLP and I work with other people to really get past their inner obstacles and create the lives that they want. So oftentimes there's these unconscious blocks, these thinkings that we have in our lives, in our minds, that really hold us back from the lives that we want to live and making the dating lives that we really want. And I uncover those hidden blocks and I really help you to communicate better with others and even yourself.
Right. And I think a lot of the time we do, I like your expression, hidden blocks, because a lot of the time the blocks that we create for ourselves, they might not be what you think they are. So a common aspect I'll find when I'm coaching someone is what belief they hold or what they think the issue is usually is actually a misdirect or on what's actually going on. What I wanted to talk about today is actually one of those, what I perceive as a misdirect or a reasoning or rationale why men can really talk themselves out of approaching the women that they want. And guys, if you're listening to this, if this is you, listen up. Is it that you want to approach a woman, you see women you're attracted to, but you hesitate on saying hello to her because you believe that you're interrupting her, or inherently that approaching a woman is somehow creepy or wrong and that you're about to be judged for that? Then you think about learning kind of skills, quote unquote, to maybe assist you to improve your communication with women, but then you back away from that as well because that also seems manipulative. Now, in this, what I hear from guys a lot of the time is that they kind of stop themselves from taking the action that they want. And often these men who are really conscious of being creepy or interrupting her, guys, if you're thinking that, you're probably really too conscientious and you're not the creepy guy. You're looking at the thing from the wrong way around. Instead, what I really believe is that there are ethical, respectful ways to approach women in any environment you're in, whether that's online or whether you walk past a woman in a coffee shop. So when it comes to this, you might want to think, if you're having trouble kind of communicating and expressing yourself, you might want to help learn some ideas or how to communicate better. And I kind of want to make a case for why that understanding of both yourself and the skills development associated with that isn't manipulative / creepy. And why I wanted to ask you about this, Sean, is because things like NLP, Any social skills development can kind of have a bad reputation some of the time, and people can be very quick to judge it as manipulative. What would you say to people who criticize NLP or learning or skill development in the area of social skills or understanding your psychology better? What would you say to people who judge that as manipulative?
Really, I have to ask them to look at communication on a broader level. Mm-hmm. When we're always communicating with ourselves and other people, we're just taking communication to an even advanced level to really understand what's going on, whether that's matching someone's body language or using the kind of phrases that they would use to gain better rapport with them. Just because they're not consciously aware of it and you're creating a better connection, that's really going to empower you and empower them to really connect more with you. And so we're really just taking the unconscious aspect of communication out and making it conscious for you so you can bring about better connections in your life.
Yeah, and what I love there is you actually put in two really amazing tips, which are very, very helpful. So guys, if you're struggling to make the impact or impression that you want on the first approach, or you maybe are not understanding why you should be somebody that way, a really simple and basic technique that you can use is you have to kind of imagine that you've already spoken to this person before and they are already your friend. That means in terms of your body language, how close proximity wise you allow yourself to get to them, the level of touch you use, how you speak about things and how you phrase things. What we don't need you to do, what is it, is communicating in a way that's overly formal. So that'd be like if you walked up to a woman and maybe, you know, you shook her hand, you stood over a meter away from her, and then you asked her a bunch of questions. Because what that's actually communicating to her is you yourself are setting the tone for that whole relationship. And the tone that you've inadvertently set is formal, distant social relationship. So like Sean says, actually adopting body language, physical proximity, and the social cues that you would associate with someone who's already a close-ish friend of yours is going to actually help the whole relationship to develop in that direction. And this is helping the other person as well, because you're giving them permission to speak and act more intimately and openly with you. And actually, most people really are grateful for that, and they are dying to be less formal with a person. The other great tip that you gave there, Sean, is about kind of using people's language, which is true. Like, people speak about things in really different ways. And if you can notice like the words or the phrases that people are using and help to make your communication verbally match theirs, again, it's going to create that sense of comfort and rapport, which will then allow them to open up and be more expressive. And what we actually want, what we're going for here, isn't about, you know, not that, you know, isn't about twisting anybody to your or to your willpower. It's actually about really facilitating that open and honest communication that a lot of the time, because people are so strictly observing social scripts and social norms, they won't be doing anyway. So Sean, I want to bring this back. So imagine if you're, you know, giving advice to some of the guys here, a lot of the men that are listening to this podcast, they would probably really love to be able to feel more comfortable approaching women in real life. A lot of the time, you know, maybe not in bars and nightclubs, but more sort of daytime contexts. Now, for men that are experiencing really high levels of anxiety around saying hello to a woman, is there any tips or exercises or processes that you could lead them through or suggest to them which could help them to move past that?
There's quite a few, actually. And what I would first go to look at is what's bringing about the anxiety. Is it the fact that they don't believe they're good enough, or is it just a simple process that they've done over and over again? You mentioned earlier how sometimes they think that they're interrupting somebody. Mm. If that's going on in somebody's head, that process can be interrupted in a moment. However, if it's the case where they don't feel that they're good enough and the person who they are isn't going to be able to attain a woman such like that or be able to relate with someone like that, then that's more of a complex issue that can also be dealt with in several different ways.
Right. So if somebody's having resistance, maybe because, and you know what else is interesting, and I have a little mini bone to pick here, is I hear that some, like, I'm not against the pickup industry as a whole. I think there's good bits and bad bits to it. So I'm not here to slam that. However, one of the worst bits I heard about it was that some companies condition men to get used to rejection, which is like they'll say, you know what, approach 100 women and say something like that's like way over the top, like, hey, can I kiss you right now, to get used to the experience of rejection. And to me, like, the reality that that creates and compounds for men is just like bananas and not good and bad, because that's just creating an expectation for rejection. And it's the completely the wrong way to approach it. But whether it's coming from like slightly ill thought out pickup advice or from the guys themselves, lots of men have an expectation that she's just going to reject them because they do not believe that they represent her physical type. Now, if that was a guy's belief when it comes to meeting women, what are some exercises that he could do, or how would you begin to deconstruct that for him?
So we could look at his timeline and see when he created that belief and how it shows up in his life. Generally, what I do is I show them a new perspective on that belief. The more appropriate belief that I would like to change that for them into is that they are the best possible choice or the best possible option for just about any woman out there. And with that belief, usually most of those thoughts of I'm not her type or any of those other things that are holding him back will go away.
Right. And is that a process also of teaching men to validate other aspects of themselves? Because I could hear the resistance then, if you know, that if you say that the belief that we'd want to create, which I agree with, is that you know, he's the best version of himself, and that there's, and actually if she's single and she's emotionally available and there's nothing else going on there, if they have a connection, there's no reason why she shouldn't want to pursue that, because he actually represents a conscientious, awesome guy. I can hear lots of men saying stuff like, but I'm just not tall enough for her, or she's going to reject, or there's statistic. I had actually a guy poke, this is weird. I had a guy posting or emailing me earlier saying, because I'm over 45 and I've never been able to, you know, I'm not divorced, no woman is going to be prepared to take that on. So again, I could hear that there'd be resistance to people accepting that belief immediately. How do you encourage people to kind of take control themselves and become more kind of self-aware of what their limiting beliefs are? Because I think a huge thing is about recognizing your own lies to yourself, your own bullshit, starting to become more aware of how you're limiting yourself and the negative mindsets that you carry. How could you encourage people to bring that to their awareness so that they can then begin the process of actively dismissing those negative beliefs and creating more empowering ones?
Yeah, so first I really have them look at their beliefs and what it's doing for them in the moment, showing them, you know, maybe some of the negative things that it's bringing about for them is going to inspire them for some kind of change. And then I have them look at other areas of their life, other areas of other people who have been successful in dating, and I have them see what their beliefs are like and how they're having success with those beliefs. So, for example, the man who's over 45, I would show him another example of a man who's 45 and having tremendous success, exactly the type of success that he'd like to have as well.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. So you start to actively challenge people's beliefs. Also, when it comes to, you know, people thinking about either using, you know, NLP is manipulative or social skills training is manipulative, how would you challenge that? Because I think kind of when social skills development / NLP / any of the other routes that you can take to kind of self-improvement are dismissed, a lot of the time I think that that kind of can be so much worse than, and also the usually what people follow it with is to say, oh, you don't need to learn this stuff, just be yourself or just have more confidence. And I have several bones to pick with those phrases, because I think actually that really keeps people stuck a lot of the time, and in fact that can be really dismissive of a person's needs. So have you ever had people question kind of like the work that you do or NLP as a whole?
Yeah, definitely, and sometimes they do say those things, but really what I'm after is bringing out your best self and having you become the person in your life that attracts all the things that you really want. I was recently dealing with someone that I was working with recently, they had the idea and they wanted to know what separates them from somebody else. And so their focus was on what makes them different from everybody else. Mm-hmm. When really the insight that I wanted to bring to them was just to put yourself out there more, to show yourself out there more, to express yourself better, and to show people who you are, because you're going to be different from everybody else out there. And it's when you show people who you are and have people understand you and really make a connection with you, that's where your power is, not really in differentiating yourself or showing how you're different, but actually putting yourself out there. And so NLP and communication, knowing what you're doing with dating, helps you do that. It helps you show people who you are in ways where you don't have a lot of opportunity to. So you meet somebody really quick, they want to know who you are right away. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to do that right away, then it's going to be rather challenging.
Right, I agree. So that's when, you know, if someone says, just be yourself, it's kind of like, what does that even mean? It doesn't help someone to get better. Whilst actually, yeah, if you can become good at communicating who you are and also allowing the other person to talk more openly and facilitating good communication both ways, that actually is a much better route to just being yourself than just being yourself. Because I think actually a lot of the time people, because unintentionally a lot of the time when we meet someone who's a stranger to us who we don't know, we don't really act ourselves. We go through this like funny social rituals of saying, oh, hi, how are you? How's the weather going? Oh, so you've got a job. That sounds nice. How long have you been doing it? We actually get stuck in like a really bizarre social performance and script, which I think is devoid of personality and doesn't communicate who you are effectively at all. So understanding, in fact, that that is manipulation and conditioning and communication in itself, and what you're seeking to do is actually just choose a more effective route of communication for quickly expressing who you are. Because I think you're so right when you said that, Sean. It's like people, and I think this is probably getting worse due to like mobile phones and stuff, people uh-huh. take like a snapshot impression, whether that's looking at your like online dating or your Tinder profile, which has your photo selection, or that first, you know, 2 minutes of speaking to you. It's not that they could ever really reject you on who you are, because they just don't know. Like if you've had a really routine interaction where maybe you've said very generic small talk conversation, there is no way in the world that the woman knows that you could be a great guy for her to spend more time with, because there's been no way that she could possibly decipher that, because you haven't differentiated yourself. And actually, so therefore, learning about NLP communication and various other social skills can really facilitate that individuality and actually facilitate you being more yourself, or being able to communicate part of those or one of the many selves you hold within you really accurately. So I really like what you said there, that actually learning to how to give people that soundbite of who you are so that they get it is one of the most important ways that you create opportunities for connection. Because otherwise I think people just miss each other because they're looking for a snapshot of a person. They misread people and misjudge them. And so therefore all these potential relationships and connections don't happen that could happen if people were a bit more switched on. So that's my call to action for you guys. It's like, stop with this, like, I'm interrupting her, I can't say that because it's manipulative mumbo jumbo. And instead, get on board with understanding that there is a really ethical way for you and for her to improve at this area of your life. If they want to find out more about you, Sean, where should the guys head to?
They can reach me at altershift.com. I also offer just a 1 hour free session where we can go over their challenges and next steps to really get them to where they want to go.
That's awesome. I think, see, that sounds great, guys. And also, so if you're sitting there, I would advise as well, you know what, don't get stuck in passivity. You know, if you're listening to this podcast and you've kind of nodded your head along to some of it, do something about it. You know, contact Sean at altershift.com, or you can also head to hayleyquinn.com /club. You can do both, where I've got an amazing community on and offline for skills development training for men who want to get better with women. So take some action today, get on this process of creating change in your life, and I will be back again next week with another episode of Attraction HQ. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.